Welcome to the Tutor Podcast, the only weekly show for anyone who is in the business of helping people. If you're a tutor, a teacher, or a coach, the Tutor Podcast will help you start, grow, and love your tutoring business in plain English without the buzzwords and BS. If you want to make more money and make more of a difference, the Tutor Podcast will be with you every step of the way.
Hi, it's Neil Camero here with episode 318 of the Tutor Podcast. That's the Monday morning show for anyone who wants to start, grow, and love their tutoring, teaching, and coaching business just the way I love mine. As always, I'm here to share ideas, insights I've had, ideas that I've probably borrowed or stolen, munged up with everyone else's, and stirred in the twisted pot of my mind for the last 25 years that I've been in business. I'll distill elements from the tens of thousands of pounds I've invested and continue to invest in training and education, from the hundreds of books I've consumed, and to just give it to you in the no-nonsense, no-BS kind of way. You see, I figure that if I can give you some of what I've found useful as I've pursued techniques and processes and ideas which make my life run more smoothly, reduce the effort of living, add a ton of fun and make business more profitable, as well as making my teaching more effective and allowing me to move through the world, leaving everyone I interact with feeling insanely good. If I give you that, you're going to be awesome. So if you're good with that, guys, let's just crack on. So today I'm going to drag you into my own private hell. Aren't you glad you came? It's the hell of holidays. I know, holidays are supposed to be all fun and special and all that stuff. It's something to look forward to, yada, yada, yada. But frankly, I don't get it. Maybe I'm just thick and I'm incapable of seeing how flopping on a beach for hours on end is a good thing. Some of my friends have actually said that I don't know how to relax and that I've lost my way in pursuit of money and success. Other people have asked me where I'd like to go and what interesting places I want to see. But meh, honestly, I'd rather be teaching guitar or stitching together an interesting property deal. As for the invitations to the annual golf and booze getaways, well, I'll pass. But thanks for the invite, guys. I love you to bits, I just don't want to go and watch you guys get shit-faced and play bad golf. Not necessarily in that order. So if there's anybody out there with whom this all resonates, do get in touch. Ping me an email, it's info@neilcowder.com. Because sometimes I wonder if I'm the only person who thinks that holidays are hell. So I suppose you want to ask, why are the holidays hell? Well, if, like me, you've somehow managed to find yourself living a life of constant fascination and fun, when your customers and students are people that you absolutely love, when you get paid to do what you most love to do in the world, well, frankly, if that's your life on a day-to-day basis, taking time off and baking your brain on the beach, there's absolutely no appeal to you. When the most interesting thing you can imagine doing is the act of teaching, you're automatically in the most interesting place in the world for you. I mean, how can anything compete with that? It can't, can it? You're already doing the most wondrous thing that you know how to do. The chances are, though, guys, that nobody around you will get it. Nobody else has to get it. As long as you get it, they'll have their idea of fun. They'll have their own ideas about what's interesting and enjoyable and acceptable and proper and right. And if you're living your ideal life and getting totally absorbed day in, day out on the things that you most love to do, that you happen to get paid for, then your idea of fun, interesting, enjoyable and proper will be very different from theirs. To me, and a few odd friends, or is it an odd few friends? It's an odd few, but they are very odd, so you could have it both ways, couldn't you? So to me and those few friends who feel the same way, there has to be something of higher value on offer to take me or them off mission for a week or two and to lure us away somewhere else. You know what I mean? Those things are few and rare, and most of the things are people. Now, I know I'm not the only one who feels this way. One of my friends is a successful property developer who goes away often with her friends, only to realise, within 24 hours of arriving, that she's in the wrong place with the wrong damned people. You see, her bliss isn't posh frocks, cocktails and dancing the night away. Her happy is on her building site, and her bliss is ripping out the guts of a tired old property and working her own magic to turn that tired old house into a beautiful modern home. She's a cheap date. All you have to do is buy her a skip, give her a wall to paint, and she's on cloud nine. So just half a down the beach will have her itching to call a cab to go to the airport and head home so she can pull on her scruffs, her work boots, and build something. Naturally, she is single. And that's part of my point. It's not easy being an entrepreneur. We're a driven lot. Although, I think for me, I'm drawn, not driven or running away from anything. I'm trying to see how deep I can get into it. And being driven or drawn like that is a rare quality. We don't fit into normal, which, honestly, I think is an overrated, overused, and probably pejorative term. We entrepreneurs can struggle to maintain our path and our social networks at the same time. Let me know if you get it, guys. Remember, info@neilcameron.com. Consequently, we entrepreneurs can feel ridiculously selfish when we say no to a holiday in order to follow our bliss. And we feel guilty when we can't dodge the holiday bullet this time. When there's no way out of it, and you know you've got to close up shop for a week or two. We experience guilt on many levels. You may feel guilty about letting your students down. You know they rely on you, especially the ones who've told you to your face that the hour that they treat themselves to every week playing guitar and learning with me is the high point of their week. Do I feel bad about letting them down? You bet your ass I do. But I can also feel guilty about deserving a break. Most of the entrepreneurs I know are driven by something, usually a trauma, loss or failure. And almost all of us have a feeling that whatever we achieve, however hard it works, we somehow don't deserve to take a break. We can be just absolutely killing it out there, and we'll convince ourselves somehow or other that we're not good enough. And add to that little mix, how about the guilt of betraying your sacred mission? If you're on your golden path in life, it can be painful to be momentarily off that path, to go and take the time off. It's weird, isn't it? How about the guilt about all the times we've been relieved when we've avoided going on previous holidays? We felt good about that. I remember once driving as far as the airport and going through the barrier onto the long stay car park to go and join a bunch of friends and my brothers in Spain, and driving straight out the other end of the car park. The flights had already been paid for, the hotel was booked. I just went, this is not what I want to do with my time. I want to go home, play guitar, and spend some time with my wonderful son. And then, of course, finally, there's all that money you're going to spend on yourself. You could feel really bad about that, couldn't you? I'll face it, guilt's a bitch. It gets you at every level because it knows who you are. Now, it's not that we don't feel pleasure, which is a condition called anhedonia. Rather the opposite. We find our own work so pleasurable that we're loath to exchange it for anything else of low value, like a hammock under a palm tree, sunburn, and a rash of bad golf. Doing normal things like holidays can be hard. I mean, is it just me? Is it this spring? In fact, in about 2.5 hours from now, I'm heading to Japan with my son to soak up the culture, see the sights, look at business stuff while we're out there. But most of all, I'm going to make memories and be a dad. You see, sometimes, even for the most driven and focused of us, it's a no-brainer, even for a schmuck like me. Holidays might be hell, but sometimes there are things you can't say no to. What about you guys? I'm genuinely curious how many of you feel the same way about holidays and time away from the business. So let me know. I really do worry that I might just be an isolated case of stupid on this one. That email address is info@neilcamado.com. And if the show helps you at all, if you realise you're not alone, you're not a ball goose loony. If you have questions or suggestions that you'd like to hear on the show, just get in touch. I'm here to listen as well as talk, because I don't have all the answers. So maybe, if you have some answers, or you've got any questions, you can help me, and I can share. info@neilcamado.com, or find me on Twitter, where I am, @TutorPodcast. If you haven't already, please like and subscribe to the podcast. And as always, I'll be back next week with more no BS ideas, more tips to help you to start, grow, and love your tutoring business, just like I love mine. Till next time, I hope this podcast has got you thinking and has been some help. Stay healthy, stay useful. Have a fabulous day.
Get in touch with the Tutor Podcast via email or social media, and the Tutor Podcast team will be listening. Subscribe on iTunes and you'll automatically get the latest episode directly sent to your device. And remember to share, rate and review TTP so that we can help other people to start, grow and love their tutoring businesses.